Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, The Psychology of God. Subtitle is, The Quality Innate in Man to Idealize, and this is part 6. Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, the founder of Lucis Trust. The Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey, and before we say that thought, I just want to mention to you out there listening that we do have a gift for you, and I'll be saying that more to you later. But this particular thought comes also from the works of Alice Bailey. The power of ideas is only today beginning to be understood. The potency of ideas, the forms which ideas must take, and the promotion of right ideas is one of the major problems to be tackled in the new age. How do ideas relate to our theme? The tendency to idealize.
I think they have a connection in the sense that the implication of this thought that opened our program is that humanity can idealize, can create a spiritual vision worth striving for through the creation of right ideas, which means through the right use of the mind. So much of idealism, as we tend to think of it, is emotional, isn't it? The ideals that people are willing to live and die for, and all too much to the denigration of humanity, to kill for. We see even today people that are willing to take the lives of any number of people necessary to support an ideal they believe in. That's not only cruel, it's emotional and unthinking. But what we're talking about here in this opening thought is the use of the mind, each of us, to create ideals that are worth striving toward and that can help seed the mental bank of humanity as a whole.
Right, and as we've said before, I think we're just reflecting this same quality that is already exists in the mind of God, and these qualities are passed on to us, and this is another way in which we are related to God, because God also has ideas. He has ideas that he has worked out through the plan that he is working out, and there is great ideas, cosmic ideas, if you will, behind this plan. So, I mean, what we do in our little microscopic way is very similar to what God does, but, of course, just on our own particular level. But it is this capacity to come up with ideas, and not only come up with them, but to manifest these ideas, to bring them through into concrete expression in the world.
I think if we examine the growth of world history, we can see the power of ideas and ideals that has fostered human evolution. If we link three major events, one was the Magna Carta, signed in England in 10-something. I wasn't a great student of history, as we can all see. And the French Revolution, the American Revolution, all of these were related in the ideal they anchored in human consciousness that the individual has rights, is a free being, and is endowed just by showing up on our planet with natural inalienable rights. That's an example of the kind of idea we're talking about that is an expression in on human terms and in the capacity of the human mind to grasp it, of a tendency that is purely divine, idealism. I know we've said on this program that these tendencies that we are talking about are related to the seven rays. And this particular tendency, the quality innate in man to idealize, is related to the sixth ray of devotion and idealism. These are all expressions of divine consciousness, and they are all manifestations, we could say, of the Godhead. Some rays and some nations and some human beings are governed by particular rays more than others are. And the sixth ray of idealism and devotion is a very prominent ray in the American psyche. We have a strong idealistic strain in our makeup as a people that has both a good side and a bad side.
Right. All these ray qualities do have a higher expression and a lower expression. And what we tend to see, the first expression tends to be a kind of on the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's so much misuse of this actual divine quality that human beings have. We misuse this tendency or this quality to idealize. And so that's why we get so much chaos and warfare that is associated with certain ideas and ideals.
Well, unfortunately, the tendency to idealize is often associated with blindness, having blinders on, not seeing the whole picture, just being so one-pointed and so focused on some particular conviction that you don't really think and you don't take in the whole picture. And maybe that's why, in this day and age, it seems to me that intelligence is associated with cynicism, with skepticism, with the kind of jaundiced view of the world and one's fellow men. Unfortunately, that's taken quite a hold on consciousness, but the right kind of idealism is not only a good thing, it's necessary to life. In fact, Alice Bailey, in her writings, takes this tendency to idealize and applies it not just to the human kingdom, but to other kingdoms as well. She says that even on the lowest levels of the lower kingdoms that share our planet, we can see it in nature, in the growth of plants, in the evolution and domestication of animals, the development of the minerals that heal and bring beauty. These are all an expression of a tendency to idealize, to develop from something into something greater and higher and finer.
Yes, and along this same capacity to idealize, there is this ability to rise up, to raise up one. In other words, when humanity began to respond to ideals and ideas, that was a key moment for humanity, because it meant that the mind was sensitive to higher impression. And in fact, for the last 2,000 years, this sixth ray of idealism that you mentioned has been in power. It's been a dominant force in the world. And it has been the reason why we have struggled with so many ideals, especially in the past 300-400 years from now. And it's led to a lot of warfare and a lot of misunderstanding, but a lot of ideals presented, but all in all, they are. It is a force that is allowing human nature to refine itself ever more higher and higher.
It's a capacity that gets our vision, our sight off of terra firma, you could say, off the physical plane and the material elements of life. It's a capacity to think and envision abstract concepts and future happenings and outcomes that are desirable. We might take all of this for granted, but if you look around you, I think all of us can identify how very fixed on material and physical plane events and circumstances many people are, and how little they really do aspire to something beyond physical comfort, physical enrichment, and so on. The kinds of ideals we're talking about are those that lead the human being to aspire to a higher sense of purpose, to a capacity to grasp the meaning of life, to rise above suffering, to make the changes that will lead to a better way of life. In fact, I was thinking one of the expressions that's very human of idealism is the pioneering spirit, and that has had such a powerful role in the history of the so-called New World, North and South America, as well as Australia, New Zealand, among others, South Africa, nations that were places into which people immigrated from far, far away in search of a better life. That's deeply idealistic.
Right, and that's what drives people forward, and it's still driving people well today with this war going on in the world. I mean, there's a lot of rise of patriotism. That is an expression of an ideal. We have this tendency to spread democracy throughout the world, and that's a reaction to this impulse to an ideals and expressing ideals.
Another interesting phenomenon that we see at the present time is the growth of huge cities. This has not always been the case. A few hundred years ago, I think most of the world's population lived in rural areas. The largest percentage were small town and rural dwellers. Certainly in America that was the case, and now it's the opposite. More and more people are congregating in cities, and cities are becoming vast urban centers. Tokyo, Mexico City, London, New York, I think there are a few others that are forecast to be huge metropolises within another decade or two. And these are happening because people are in search of a better way of life. They're moving from here to there. They're uprooting themselves. Europe is full of the impact of immigrants coming from Africa and the Middle East. We have many immigrants in North America coming from Latin America, people who are on the move. And this is an expression of idealism that we can't deny people. We're spending all this time in this country trying to figure out what to do about these immigrants that may or may not be legal. Same thing is happening in many countries in Europe. But it's a fact that people want a better way of life. And it's not just material circumstances, do you think?
No, I think, well, it tends to it, you know, from at first when they first come to these countries. I think there is a material incentive for a material way of life, something better than what they had from where they came from. But as they stay here, especially in this country, and become citizens and vote and become a part of the community, then I think it takes on a different, a much more abstract kind of sense of idealism.
Well, if you have children, I would think you would do anything you could to move away from a society that's constantly at war or under threat of war. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that's driving populations. Another is the environment and the devastation that's being caused by the changes in the global environment. People can no longer make a living. They can't feed themselves or their children. And the need for education, the need for freedom, the need for just a space where you can live and perhaps become that person that your soul incarnated and that you sense somewhere deep in your innermost self is waiting to be realized. If you're living in a society that's so restricted materially, spiritually, intellectually, you would inevitably go in search of a new way of life. And all of that, I think, is an expression of this quality innate in man to idealize.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, The Psychology of God. Part 6. Subtitle is The Quality Innate in Man to Idealize. We have a special offer from the Lucis Trust today, and this is the gift that I alluded to earlier. It's a paper on the psychology of God, and I'm not just talking about a single sheet of paper. It's quite extensive, really, and I think you'll probably enjoy it very much. If you're curious about this topic that we're exploring today, this goes into it in greater depth, and it's totally for free, no strings attached. All you have to do is get on the phone and give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866 New York Lucis. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. And once again, ask for the paper, The Psychology of God. And that particular paper is taken from Esoteric Psychology, Volume 2 by Alice Bailey. So hopefully if you take a look at that paper, you'll be stimulated to read the entire book, Esoteric Psychology. We also have a website. And all of our InnerSight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, the website is www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website. Also, you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. And the way we stay on the air and continue to do these shows is through your financial support, and we certainly appreciate your donations. They are tax deductible, and that's what keeps us going, and we're able to then pay for these radio shows. There might be somebody out there who might be interested in underwriting the show. We'd certainly want to talk with you, and we know other shows are underwritten, and a lot of you seem to appreciate this show. So if there's anyone out there who is wealthy enough and has been given money, and God bless you if you have, here's a good way to use it. Keep this show going, one about values, a show that really sets forth the effort to cause all of us to reach the highest potential of our existence. So if you would like to do that, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247 or 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Donations, by the way, can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I was thinking about what you and Dale were saying about how the ability that humanity has to idealize can lead to spiritual evolvement. However, I think you also implied that it could lead to disaster, too, when one thinks of what you mentioned before, Sarah, about the ability of this nation, or the desire of this nation to democratize the whole world. That could also
whether they
be
want it or not.
Yeah, right, that could be a national tragedy. And it reminds me also of the worst tragedy. Here we had Adolf Hitler was idealized, and I suppose in the beginning there were some very noble things that, and then people just idealized them for us. So it could be used to, idealizing could be a spiritual quality that could be counterproductive as well, is
that
right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And heaven help you if you have been idealized by someone and then mm-hmm. reveal yourself to be the flawed human being that you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very tough when you're discovered to be less than yeah. the ideal that this person had thought you were.
For them, you're a god who bleeds. And
yeah, yes. Yeah, the idealistic tendency can cut two ways. It's necessary, but it also is a kind of a shortcut to really thinking and pondering deeply about a situation. For example, this ideal of democracy is one that I find very interesting. It's assumed, if you don't think too hard about it, that it's just the right thing for everybody. But was it Winston Churchill that called it the best of all terrible options, or he had a wonderful little witty saying about how out of the various options it's the best and yet at the same time deeply flawed. Democracy is based on the idea of one person having equal say to another person, but without taking into account how well that person has thought about the issues, how developed that person's mind is, how wise that person might be. And we are finding, in the case of the present war, that democracy can't take hold in a society where there isn't a democratic tradition of people being responsible for the choices that their country makes. If they have lived under a dictatorship, then suddenly to transit into democracy is a huge leap.
Oh, yes. And in fact, even in our own country, in the United States, we didn't adopt democracy right away.
And we're still not the democracy we think we are. Something like only 50% of registered voters actually turn out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing about a democracy. It requires people, participation, and an informed public. Mm-hmm. And so many of our citizens, let's face it, are just not informed,
mm-hmm.
As they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't reached the ideal of the ideal yet, mm-hmm. if you can follow that. And also that there is a tendency to make ideas into ideals and then into idols.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is the natural descending progression, and it once an idea becomes so ingrained and so concretized, it may become an idol, mm-hmm. something that's worshipped, and then there is a misapplication of the ideal tendency there.
Mm-hmm.
So that then we get programs like American Idol, and you get this scrambling for to become the ideal person for entertainment of the year or something.
Another ideal that I think is not very well thought through is the ideal of human rights. Yes, it's a deeply spiritual need, but I think it can only be considered in the context of responsibilities. Rights and responsibilities form a complete whole. Rights on their own give freedom, but don't take into consideration the need of everybody else on the planet with you. Rights and responsibilities together form, I think, a complete picture of what every human being is endowed with and what every society should assure its citizens that they will be given. So ideals can be kind of paralyzing if they're not really thought through on a mental, thoughtful plane. If they're just emotional desire, that's when we have fanaticism and people committing horrific acts of cruelty. And yet behind it all, as we've said, this is an impulse or an expression of the psychology of God. The tendency to idealize is something deeply innate in the human being and a divine potential. So we have to awaken that impulse in children, I think, but at the same time develop their minds, their sense of society.
Absolutely, and that doesn't, just because it may be flawed, our expression of it may be flawed, doesn't mean that it can't serve a purpose, because it does. Even democracy is not the end of our is not the end expression. Mm-hmm. There is more to come. And we have to keep our minds open about this, because there are other more spiritual ideals that are yet to come, that are haven't yet formed.
Mm-hmm.
In the
mm-hmm.
human mind, but they're there in the soul.
And we have to be ready to recognize them.
That's right, and that will be the ideal of the kingdom of God. So.
Mm-hmm. And as we said earlier in this program, this tendency to idealize permeates all levels of life on earth. It's not found just in the human kingdom. Alice Bailey said it was something, a tendency, an urge innate in all forms, and it's that factor that produces interplay and relation between them. And it's the cause of all progress and pushing forward along the path of expanding consciousness and penetration into light. She said this is true of a plant pushing its way out of the darkness of the earth. The crocuses are already starting to come up from the warm weather of a few weeks ago. And it's true of a child being born, of a human being pushing himself into greater knowledge and more effective living. And it's true of the spiritual seeker moving forward on the path of soul awareness. All of these are effectively transition from darkness into greater light, and from the unreal into the more real, from death into immortality. And it's an urge that's mobilized, I guess you could say, galvanized by idealism, and it constitutes, she said, one of the most subtle and least understood laws of the universe. It lies behind evolution.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Trust, and that's the paper upon which this show is based, The Psychology of God. Well, actually, the show today is based on Esoteric Psychology, Volume 2 by Alice Bailey. This is a paper taken from that esoteric literature. The gift is no charge. Just give us a call and ask for The Psychology of God, a paper for you to explore this topic in greater depth. Give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 866-695-8247. The easy way to remember is to give us a call at 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you.